All right, welcome to this first BrightLearn update. I'm Mike Adams. I'm the developer of BrightLearn.ai, which is a book creation tool that helps creators like you build the books you want in just minutes, completely free of charge. And yet the books are amazing. At least that's been the response so far from the tens of thousands of people who have been reading and downloading the books. I mean, the ones I've heard from have said they're just blown away by the quality of the writing. And I'll get into why that is in some upcoming editions, but I wanted to just say first, I'm going to be posting audio updates to this channel. This is the BrightLearn channel, and these audio updates will bring you news about new features, glitches, bugs, or solutions, or things that we've added, all kinds of amazing things. So I'm going to give you some updates today of some things that we've just added that you'll want to take advantage of, whether you are a creator or a reader or downloader of the books. So I also want to mention that I'm an AI developer. I'm the founder of the entire universe of Brighteon platforms, including the free speech video site, Brighteon.com. But all those other platforms were built with teams of engineers. And over the last 2 years, I put together the Brighteon.ai AI engine, which is actually featured at BrightU.ai. And that engine also powers the book writing. I'll get to that later. But during that 2 years, I curated this massive data set of, I think, the world's most amazing collection of pro-liberty, pro-natural health, pro-decentralization, pro-human content that exists on planet Earth. In fact, there's no question that we've put together the best data set, and it's still an ongoing project. We are going to be adding at least 25,000 new books to the indexing probably by the end of this year. Well, yeah, by Christmas for sure. And then that will allow the books that you create at BrightLearn.ai to be able to automatically research and cite those 25,000 other books. And that's in addition to the 10,000 books we already have indexed there, plus hundreds of millions of pages of content, everything from articles to transcripts and much more science papers. And we have many more science papers coming online, tens of millions of additional science papers eventually in 2026. So it's a big project, and I plan to build this out to reach 1 billion people on planet Earth with different languages, different formats. Books is just where we've started, but it's going to be much more than books. It's going to be documentaries and videos, all automated and all co-created with you, the creator. So you'll be able to use this extraordinary tool to create books, documentaries, videos, and audiobooks as well. In fact, we've already started some of the audio features, which I'll cover. But let me tell you about what's new. So if you go to an author page now, well, let me say this. If you start at books.brightlearn.ai, and if you click on any author's name, you're going to see an author page there. And it says books by that author. So if you go to my author page, it's Books by Mike Adams. And you're going to see a link on that page that says, I am this author, and I want to edit my profile. So if you click on that, and if you are that person, you can edit your profile. And all you have to do is enter the token that you used to generate a book and your email address. That's basically your login. And then you get to add your favorite web page. You get to add your Twitter profile. You get to add your Brighteon.social username. And you can put in a sentence about yourself. And then that appears at the top of your author page. So this is the first time we've been able to allow authors or creators to update their own profiles like that. And there you go. You can use that right now. It's working. I used it and updated my own profile. So that's a brand new feature. In addition, we fixed a number of bugs. We had email delivery problems that have since been resolved. So people had a problem downloading the PDFs, and authors also were not receiving their emails after their books were finalized. I apologize for that. delivering email is actually very complex. And even though we've done it successfully for a long time, it's still complex for a new domain. So it involves a lot of DNS changes and setups and all kinds of things. So anyway, we believe that is resolved, and you should be getting your emails now for new books or for downloading PDFs. In addition, some users brought to my attention the fact that there were some JSON artifact code fragments that were showing up in some of the text of the books. And sure enough, that was true. And even though I had written the JSON extraction cleaning logic, it turns out that the AI engine, because I'm the only human on this project, by the way, everything else is AI agents. And one of the agents messed up and it bypassed my JSON extraction cleaning code. And it turned out that some JSON ended up in the text. Well, guess what? That's not a problem, because I already wrote the code to fix all that, already cleaned it up, re-rendered all the books. It's already done. Regenerated all the PDFs, all the book pages, everything, and obviously made sure that the engine pays attention to that code from here forward. So if you saw weird JSON artifacts, and by JSON, it's just, if you're not a coder, that's just the letter J followed by S-O-N. And it uses braces, which are the curly brackets. So if you saw like curly brackets in there and you're like, what is this stuff? Yeah, it was JSON contamination fragments is what that was. We fixed it. If you see anything else like that, if you are someone who has a way to reach me, feel free to reach out. But if you can't reach me, don't worry. We are probably aware of the issue from other users and we are working on fixing it. So that's the good news. No matter what you see, I mean, yeah, there's going to be some glitches here and there. And especially as we roll out new features, they will tend to introduce new glitches. And again, I'm the only human developer on this, so I'm relying on AI to write the code and to do a good job with it and do quality control. And sometimes it doesn't do a great job. Fortunately, I have a history of being a developer, software developer. I do code somewhat in Python, and I used to code in PHP, by the way. And I have a strong background of relational database structures and data replication. Retry logic, fallback logic, adaptive rate limiting logic, which is very important when you're dealing with anything that is API driven. So all the code that I've actually written for this, again, with the help of AI, it incorporates those kinds of features like adaptive rate limiting. And then for some of the functions like generating a title, I've got actually not only our primary LLM set up, and then I've got two backup LLMs. So if you're ever creating a book and it starts taking a really long time, well, rest assured that there's retry logic that is going to kick in after a few minutes, and it's going to try a different API to get the job done. So all that's in place, and it helps that I have a background of being a coder, and I used to own a software company, and so I ran teams of developers, which is really what I'm doing now, except the teams are not human, which is fine. They complain less, it turns out. they show up for work. Also, imagine, I get more done on weekends, evenings, and holidays than ever before because of AI developers. And if you're wondering what kind of code I'm using, yeah, it's Anthropic. It's Opus 4.5. That's what I use for all my code right now. I don't use Gemini. I don't use any Google products if I can help it. Google does have some useful utilities here and there, but I try to avoid Google. I prefer to use Anthropic and other tools. And then our basic underlying core engine is our open source model, our Brighteon model, which was built off another open source base model that we heavily modified and trained with not only fine-tuning training, but some other techniques, some pretty advanced techniques, actually. Signal-to-noise ratio identification of nodes that light up on certain things. And we had to mind wipe the models to get out all the pro pharma bias. And then we had to retrain the models with our content. And the result is really great. And so that's why the books that you create at brightlearn.ai. That's why they're so amazing, because of the 2 years that we put into this project before we got to this point. Now, in case you haven't read the terms of service or the FAQs, I do want to remind you that all the books are offered at brightlearn.ai. They're all offered under a Creative Commons attribution license, which means, and I'm simplifying it, but basically you are free to use these books for commercial use as well as non-commercial use, which means, yes, you can sell these books. You could list them on Amazon if you want. See if someone wants to purchase them there, like a Kindle version. Or you can take the books. You can download the PDF. You can edit it, change it. You can add to it, whatever. You can create derivative works. And all you have to do to be compliant with our license is you simply have to credit brightlearn.ai as your original source. And that's it. How cool is that? So yes, you can generate books. You can use them as bonus items. If you sell something online, if you sell products or you sell a course or you have a subscription or you have a Patreon page or whatever, you want to give bonus items to your audience, this is the perfect way to do it. It's perfect. You just go to brightlearn.ai, you generate the books that you want, and you offer them as bonus items to your audience. And it's great because the cover art alone is fantastic. Also, by the way, if you're wondering, where do you get tokens to generate books? Well, even though we will have a free tier opening up at some point here, the current pilot phase of this requires a token. And since HealthRangerStore.com, which is the store I founded, is currently paying for all the compute, you know, HealthRangerStore.com actually gave a big grant to our nonprofit, which publishes brightlearn.ai. That's the Consumer Wellness Center. So because Health Ranger Store gave a giant grant, then Health Ranger Store customers get to be the first pilot users of this entire tool. And so people who purchase products at healthrangerstore.com, they were emailed tokens during the Black Friday sale. And you can actually get tokens through the what's called the Loyalty Lion program on healthrangerstore.com. You can trade in loyalty points that you get when you make purchases there. You can trade those in for book tokens. And then you can use those tokens to create books. One token means one book. Okay, so that's the current system. It's the pilot launch phase of the system. It's going to be opened up to a free tier pretty soon. Although there will be differences between the free tier versus the token tier. And some of those differences I'll discuss in a different podcast, actually. But one of the big differences is that the cover art is not as sophisticated for the free tier. It's a slightly lower grade cover art engine that's actually a lot less expensive because there are cost issues for us. You know, it's only, you know, we can't fund like unlimited burning of compute because we're not, you know, we're not Google or whatever. We're not Apple. We don't have just billions of dollars laying around. So we do have to be conscious about the costs of this, especially when we offer it for free. So the free books are, number one, much shorter. They have cover art that's not as good. And then secondly, the free tier, in the production queue, the free tier always goes to the end of the line after the token holders. I know. It's like, well, the token holders move to the front of the line. It would be the positive way to say that. But basically, if you're a free tier user, you might have to wait longer to get your book created. But hey, you know, free is good. So free, sometimes you have to have patience for the free tier. But it's still free, so very cool. Okay, let's see. Something else I wanted to mention here is that audio is available for some books. And I'm the one who decides which books have audio. And currently, it's a 15-minute podcast type of conversation. In fact, there are a couple of books I wanted to click that for. I need to do that. This is just a test, actually. We are testing the audio right now to kind of see how it works. So far, the feedback has been very positive, but we need to add some additional features and some fine-tuning to the audio. We did fix a couple of glitches there as well. Ultimately, we're going to have audiobooks of the entire book. So you'll be able to download just the MP3 files and you're going to have the whole audiobook also free, okay? But it won't be audio for every book. So there's going to be probably a cutoff point. You know, you have to have a certain number of reads or downloads in order for the audiobook to be triggered. And that's also going to depend on how much cheaper the text-to-speech audio engines become over the next 6 months. As audio gets cheaper, we will turn it on for more and more books. And right now, the cost of compute is dropping rapidly. By some estimates, 40x per year. So compute is getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And as it gets cheaper, we'll be able to activate more multimedia or multimodal features on brightlearn.ai. And so the next one is going to be full-length audiobooks. And then after that, we'll have audiobooks in different languages. We will also have books in text in different languages. And that's going to support, I was looking at our language list last night, not only the obvious ones like Spanish, French, Italian, German, but also Japanese, Chinese, Korean, and then Russian, and Farsi also, it turns out. There's going to be Farsi and other languages around the world as well. So, you know, isn't AI great? It can do all this language translation. So we will have multilingual versions of the books that'll have a different, you know, a native language cover, table of contents, the text, the whole thing is going to be in different languages. That's coming soon as well. And you don't have to do anything special if you're a creator of a book. You don't have to do anything other than just keep creating books. And we're going to be working on the back end to generate multilingual versions of those books and then audiobooks or audio podcasts about your books, things like that. And then what's going to happen, the next multimodal goal will be to automatically create mini documentaries, like a 3-minute video that covers your book's highlights. So think about that. Maybe it's 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. That is still very expensive, and it's not sophisticated enough yet. But I think within 6 months, that's going to be very doable, maybe sooner. I mean, there have been a lot of improvements in video creation engines, so that could be coming soon. And then ultimately, maybe by 2027, we will have full-length documentaries based on your book. So the ultimate goal is that for every book that is created on our site, given enough time and advances in technology and improvements in efficiency of compute, etc., that one book is going to be available in text, PDF, conversational audio, audiobook full length, plus a mini documentary, and then a full length documentary. And all of that in many different languages. Okay. So one book could spawn like 20 different formats in different languages, different modes, etc. That's the goal of where I'm taking brightlearn.ai. So there you go. Also, there's a feature that we're going to roll out soon, which will allow you to alter a book that you have already generated. In other words, well, in certain ways. For example, if you need to correct the author name, or you need to change the title, or if you just really want to delete the book or something like that, we're going to allow you to log in, which is the same thing you do as the author right now. You'll log in with your email address and a token that you use to generate a book, and then you'll be able to see your books and you can make basic edits or you can request a delete. So that feature is coming as well. And what you hear in the background right now, these are my AI workers writing chapters right now. This is a book about red light revolution. It's about the healing power of red light. That's cool. It's called Glow, the 90-day red light revolution. So I actually run a browser here that it makes sound effects when new books are being created. And there's a sound effect for every worker that completes a subchapter. So I call those the bloop sounds. So when you hear bloop, there's one. You hear bloop. I don't know if you can hear them in the background. When you hear the bloops, those are workers finishing. And then there's a sound when the whole book is finalized and packaged. And then there's another sound when a new book is discovered that needs to be created. So that allows me to do other kind of work, and then I can just listen to the sounds in the browser, and I can know some of what's happening. All right, so that's about it. As of today, we are at 279 books. We were at 180 yesterday, so that's 100 books in one day. We've had almost 14,000 reads of the books and almost 24,000 downloads. So this is significant. This is exploding in popularity. Everybody's loving this. Who doesn't love knowledge that's decentralized and uncensored and also free, you know? So lots of people are using the engine. I mean, so many amazing books. I'm actually really impressed and stunned, and just, I love it. I mean, the quality of the books that are being generated here is just off the charts. Amazing. These books are better than anything I've seen at the bookstores. I'm telling you, because a lot of publishers wouldn't touch these topics. Like, here's a book called The Great Replacement, How Globalists Weaponize Migration, AI, and Economic War to Destroy Nations. And here's another book called Viral Deception, The Untold History of Virology, Fact, Fiction, or Fabrication. See, you would never have a mainstream publisher that would touch that book. Never. So not only is our book engine helping to empower creators like you to do amazing things, but it's also uncensored in the sense that it allows you to explore topics that no other publisher would touch. Now, there are limitations on book topics. I do want to be clear. We do have a prompt validation system in place that I wrote. And because my goal is to help empower and uplift humanity, I do not allow books that are harmful or destructive to society, right? So you can't create a book that talks about how to build bombs and blow things up, or, you know, you can't write a book that's just attacking a person, or it's just a bunch of negativity about a brand name or something like that. Because look, I want to use this technology to help empower humanity, to uplift people. And so I welcome books on lots of different topics, including controversial topics, but not topics that are destructive or maybe threatening or, you know, encouraging harmful activities or illegal activities, things like that. Okay. So just be mindful of that. And it will reject your prompt if you try to do something like that. And if it doesn't reject the prompt, and if something makes it through, well, we reserve the right to delete the book if we think it's bad. Like, I don't mean just casually bad. It's not like I'm not going to delete books just because I disagree with them. I mean books that are harmful or encouraging harmful or violent activities, things like that. We reserve the right to remove those books from the platform if we believe that they could encourage people to carry out acts that are harmful, dangerous, or illegal, okay? So that is part of the terms of service. And the bottom line on that is that our platform has become a very positive place for people to get lots of knowledge. People are downloading books, a lot of do-it-yourself books. Like, here's one called The Art and Science of Sourdough, A Comprehensive Journey from Ancient Grains to Modern Mastery. Yeah, it's a book about bread, okay? It's a book about bread. Here's one, Golden Years, Vibrant Life, A Holistic Guide to Thriving Health for Seniors. Yeah, very cool, right? Here's one about off-grid weather wisdom. It's called The Homesteader's Sky. And so many amazing books that are just extraordinary. Here's one called The Strategic Investor, Mastering Stock Options for Profit and Protection. Here's one called The Family Business Blueprint, Valuations, Transfer, and Sustainable Ownership. Wow. Renal Rebirth. This is about kidney health. The Holistic Blueprint to Reverse Autoimmune Chronic Kidney Disease and Restore Vitality. Here's one called The Ultimate Parent's Guide to Groom-Proofing Your Kids against media manipulation and globalist agendas. That's kind of cool. I mean, it just goes on and on. The topics are amazing. Roots of renewal, transforming forests into flourishing silvopastures. That's a new term. Here's one called the Telomere Longevity Blueprint. How to naturally extend your life with herbs, nutrition, and simple daily practices. You see, here's one called the illusion of authority, violence, hypocrisy, and the myth of government. Yeah. See, these are topics that are very important for human freedom. And a lot of these are topics that would never be touched by other publishers. So that's why this is a revolutionary platform. And that's why we're putting so much effort and investment into it, you know, funding it with the grants from healthrangerstore.com. If you want to help support the platform, you can, of course, shop at healthrangerstore.com. And I encourage you to use the platform and share the books, get the word out, and you can stay tuned to this channel for additional updates. I'll be posting here about bug fixes, new features, anything significant that you might want to learn about. It's going to be right here on this channel. So I'm Mike Adams, the founder of brightlearn.ai and the only human developer on this entire project, which started out as a challenge to see if AI was capable enough to where I could code something that was ready for prime time without using any other human engineers. And the answer is yes, with an asterisk. It's yes if you have a strong background of coding and infrastructure and software. I don't think I could do this if I didn't have my background, but AI is going to keep getting better. And within another year or so, you won't even need the knowledge that I just mentioned in order to build incredible apps, because the AI will be totally capable of doing everything. So I'm just an early adopter of this technology, but you'll want to use this tech, I think, for your own projects in the next year if you're not already doing so. It's very powerful. And when we use technology with ethics, then we use it to set people free rather than enslaving people or surveilling people. You know, we use it to inform and empower people, to uplift people, and to bring knowledge to those all over the world who can't afford to buy a book in some cases. A book might cost them a day's wage, you know, but they can get free books from us at brightlearn.ai. And that makes me feel good to be able to contribute to the world with knowledge that's so powerful and yet completely free of charge. And yes, together with your support, we have collapsed the price of book knowledge to zero. Actually zero. Yeah. And within a month, we'll probably have like 10,000 different books available, and we'll be offering full downloads of categories of books completely free of charge as well. So yeah, lots of good stuff coming. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and also the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Astaxanthin is nature's ultimate antioxidant. Experience the unmatched potency of one of nature's most powerful antioxidants with lab-verified astaxanthin supplements at the Health Ranger Store. Only at healthrangerstore.com.